But if I have more of those plans, but the power talks on that order, they can do the extra thought.
All right, we begin this morning. We're going to be looking at two books, the book of Philippians. Some people would call it the book of joy, and certainly it is that. And also Philemon, a book that also, by the way, expresses some joy. We're right about 63 A.D., we would expect. Paul is, well, I'll ask you, where do we find Paul here as he's writing the book of Philippians. That's right. That'd be a very good illustration to use for the young ones, too. He's in jail. And where do we find Paul in prison or in jail again before this? I should be clear, before this, in a situation where he's giving thanks or praying, singing songs. Same place, isn't it? He was in prison or in jail there at Philippi, and here he is again. He's in prison here in Rome, and he's writing to the Philippians. So, a common connection there. Where would we find that? Just incidentally, in the book of Acts. That's correct. Very good. Acts chapter 16. All right. So, we're going to look at an overview of the two books, just in case we don't get them all covered. The key message of the book of Philippians would be joy in the Lord. Paul, if you think about it, in each of these epistles he expressed different things, but generally he expresses thankfulness for the brethren, and it makes a lot of sense when you think about all the things, 2 Corinthians 11, that he went through. You think about all the toil and the anxiety and the difficulties. They're the reason he was doing it. I mean, he was doing it for the Lord, but they were the fruit that he was trying to produce. So very consistent with that thought is he's going to be thankful for them. He's going to be joyful that they are being found faithful. And in their case, they're not just being faithful unto themselves. What are the Philippians known for? He mentions it in both Corinthian letters. Not explicitly the Philippians, but the Macedonians, and we know the Philippians were key among those congregations. He mentions it in this book. Somebody whispered something, but I didn't pick it up. They
hated. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right. These brethren, he's going to point out that even you remember in that second missionary journey, it was he and who that was traveling together. That's right. Paul and Silas. And when they left Philippi, they went to another city in the area. Pretty close by. What was that city? And the Jews followed them there, and it was pretty close by. On my mind, but if you haven't been looking at it, the